First, we're going to give a very sort of hopefully brief overview to catch everybody up on the basics of employment law, of covenant not to compete law. You know, there's a lot of case law that's rattling around from the early 2000s, mid-2000s, that is no longer good law. So I hope to sort of bring us up to date from Light versus Centel to the present. Then Howard will give a presentation about the Texas Uniform Trade Secret Act. And then together, and along the way, we're going to ask Judge Sandel to weigh in on some of these issues and then kind of go through some practical tips that include your ethics, which is why 90% of you are here right now, because there'll be some ethics in here. But let's start with Texas covenant not to compete law. So covenants not to compete, of course, are special kinds of contracts. They are restraints of trade, and therefore courts will not simply enforce them the way they would an ordinary contract between two parties. Covenants not to compete are enforceable only if, and this is the Texas Business and Commerce Code Section 1550, only if it is ancillary to or part of an otherwise enforceable agreement at the time the agreement is made, and to the extent it's reasonable, basically. Now, the ancillary requirement, so first you've got to find an otherwise enforceable agreement and then determine is it ancillary to that. It used to be before 2006, there was all this case law that said, look, the otherwise enforceable agreement has to be enforceable at the time it is made, because that's what the statute seems to say. And so what that required was that the employer give some kind of consideration that was not conditioned on continued at-will employment. That's why you had all this kind of crazy law about, well, you have to slide the trade secrets across the desk at the time the agreement is signed, or you have to have term employment.